You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
What's going on, guys? Just wanted to talk to you before this episode gets underway. This episode, we have a live fitness product review, and it's a solo podcast. So not only will you be hearing a little background noise, some a little bit bumping into the microphone, some clicks and pops in the background, but Shannon had to take this episode off because she came down with a cold. And I'd really appreciate you guys if maybe you can send her some get well messages. Her Twitter handle is Shannon Palmer, all one word. Yeah, just send her a message, let her know you missed her this week, and hope she gets well soon. All right, enough of that, guys. Let's get into this episode. Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really do appreciate you guys listening. And if you guys appreciate the podcast, please give us a rating or review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you choose to listen to us on. Also, please share it with a friend. We really appreciate that also. This episode's going to be unique. I'm actually currently on our new investment, Shannon's birthday gift to herself, the Peloton Cycle. I know we talked about it on a couple past podcasts. I'm on the bike right now because Shannon is currently on IR. She's got a little bit of a cold, so she's letting her voice rest. And so you guys are subjected to the first solo podcast, and be a lot of heavy breathing, probably long pauses. So hopefully you'll stay with me. I'm kind of doing a little product review of the Peloton Cycle. There'll be a bunch of pictures to go with this also, because this is definitely a visual experience as much as a audio experience. So right now I'm on the bike, just pedaling a little bit, getting my heart rate up, and now I'm going to turn it on. There we go. So I got a little menu up here. Right now I'm on scenic ride menu. Let's try that a little bit. So now we're gonna do scenic ride. Where do we wanna go? We've got Burgundy and Central Scenic Ride, Glaciers of Argentina, Napa Valley, Hana Highway, Pyrenees, Mount Rainier, Northern Italy. Really, quite the selection on this thing. How about we do, I want to go 30 minute ride. Probably won't stay on the whole time. Jump into a class to show you guys that, or let you hear that. Let's go ahead and start with the Glaciers of Argentina. All right, clicked on it. For you guys, I know you can't see this right now, but it's a nice big, I'd say about 15-inch screen right in front of me, right in front of the bike. And this is a Primo stationary bike, really spinning quality, okay? So I'm going to just go ahead and start the 30-minute Glaciers of Argentina scenic ride. Apparently there's some other riders in here with me. They're up here on the right-hand side. You guys can hear a little bit of audio. I'm gonna turn it down so you guys can hear my voice. Right now at the bottom of the screen, there's distance, there's cadence, my output in watts. Got 65% resistance. I'm gonna turn that down a little bit so I don't have as much heavy breathing so you guys can hear me. And there's a little kind of leaderboard up here on the right side about, you know, how I'm comparing with other riders that have taken this scenic tour. Basically, I'm progressing down a road heading towards the mountains, which I'm guessing are the Glaciers of Argentina. This is really cool. Right now I'm at 14th of 685 riders. Total output 11. Not quite sure what the output is. Maybe mile, maybe in calories, possibly? Looks that way. All right. I We got a little music here, and you guys can hear that. It's pretty awesome. So I got all riders up here on the right-hand side. It's got my ranking. I'm gonna go to filters. Now I can filter us. I can just do just me. I can do by age group. So just me, my total output. I'm guessing it's calorie-wise. I'm up to 20 calories. Maybe it's output for watts. Not quite sure. Distance, almost 3/4 mile. I'm about 22 miles per hour, according to this. My cadence, 68 revolutions per minute. Resistance is 59%. And I am breaking a sweat, I'll tell you that right now. This is cool. Very scenic. Obviously, let's turn up the tunes, see what they got for us. I know there's probably different options for the music. I know Shannon was telling me about that. And you can, all these little monitors on the bottom, it looks like you can minimize all of them. Boom, you can just be all full screen, just scenic route. I'm coming up on 1 mile right now. Let's see what we got. We got 685 riders. Just me. Let's go back to all riders. See what kind of a, where we're ranking. Remember 16 out of all riders? Output's gotta be with the watts. It's pretty cool. We got different riders from really all across the country. New York, Detroit, Arizona, Orlando, New Jersey, Georgia. Really cool. All right, I am breaking the sweat here. So, I'm gonna try to burn it up to 2 miles. And then we'll get out of this one and we'll go sneak into a class, see what that's like. Right now, picturesque, just road, roadsides, country, greenery on the right and left, some pastures. Looks like some farmland. But we're heading right into the mountains, basically. You can see the snow-capped mountains right now. It's pretty cool. Staying above 200 watts, about a mile and a half in now. Whew, and I'm burning up. It's nice, yeah. So, we're gonna hit a little harder. My breathing's probably gonna get a little heavier. We're dropping in the rankings apparently for some reason. Output's up to 250. We're almost 100 calories burned. Under 5 minutes. So, as the scenic rides go, I mean, it's cute, I mean, it's nice, picturesque. I actually finally see another car on the road about to pass me. But maybe a different scene next time would be nice. Maybe some water, you know. I know there was Napa Valley. I heard Shannon talk about when she was first trying this out. Napa Valley, she remembered, because she's been there several times. Her actually recalled some of the locations she saw on the bike ride on the Peloton cycle. She's actually been to in real life. So that's pretty cool. All right, we're at 2 miles, 100 calories burned. We're gonna get out of this ride. Boom, exit out. So now, we got a live schedule here at the bottom. I'm gonna towel off a little bit, guys. And they got a, I've just clicked on the live schedule. Obviously broken down my day. And then they have the instructors, and then the length and the type of class it's gonna be, and when it's gonna start. So look, tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. from NYC, Hannah Marie Corbin is doing a 45-minute metrics ride. And then it goes down from there. There's a whole selection of different instructors, different type of rides. No rides today. We missed the last one, apparently. But yeah, so I mean, they start off, the live ones start off at 6 a.m. every day. There's Tabata ride, endurance ride, rhythm ride, guitar lovers ride. Yeah, 60-minute warrior hour ride. Interesting. All right, so let's go to featured upcoming live classes. We just talked about that. So we have feature on demand. So these are on-demand classes, obviously. You can take it anytime. There's no live classes. There's cool-down stretches, too. There's something called Beyond the Ride. Cool-down stretches. Looks like 10-minute cardio. Stuff you can actually do, too, I guess. Looks like without the bike. Fan favorites. Popular DJ rides. Let's click on one of those. Popular DJ ride. Are these going to be on-demand? Are these ready? Let's go ahead and play. This ride may contain explicit language, it said. All right, we're going. Oh, 58. Oh, we got a whole.
What's up? So, my name is Cody. This is John Michael. Welcome to our lovely live DJ ride. Let's just get some basics out of the way with the tablet in front of you. If you look at the resistance, you will need to have that around a 25 or a 30. That's where I like to start my ride.
I'm a little, high on my resistance, so I'm going down.
So, if you need to take that up or down, depending on how you feel.
I'm listening to my man Cody here.
When you crank it to the right, you'll feel some of
my instructor.
You'll feel things become a little
bit more
difficult.
I'm hoping you guys can hear him.
Take it to the left, you'll feel the opposite. So far, far left is our cadence. That's how fast we'll be going. I'm always on the beat of the music. He'll be dictating that today. So I'll try and throw some numbers at you as well to just find that common space.
So we got about 15 seconds till he's about to start off. Obviously, it's a pre-recorded ride. They got a DJ to go with the music, or to spin to the music, excuse me.
It's not that deep. Get out of that damn screen and just enjoy the time here.
You know what I realized we've never done?
What? Woo! I'm pretty though. You can be close to Joan Hart, okay?
No.
Hey!
No.
On the beat, go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Happy Sunday, guys. Push back where your booty's settled onto that fat part of that saddle. This might be just a little fast for you. That's okay if it is.
So obviously, hopefully you guys heard the Britney Spears starting off this class. And this is great, a lot of great instruction. I mean, you essentially have a spin instructor right in your living room, which is awesome, and a DJ. You guys, I'll tell you what the DJ shirt says. It says, I won't techno for an answer. Oh my goodness. I'm not a big EDM guy or techno music, but that shirt is funny. I will admit that. Oh my gosh, this is good though. Obviously I got the sound turned down a little bit right now so you guys can hear me. I'm gonna crank it back up so I can hear some instruction. It's referring to Sunday, so this is a past class that's just pre-recorded on demand that you have available when you have the Peloton cycle. So there's live classes, and then there's all pre-recorded on-demand stuff, which is awesome. That's the funny thing about spin class. You really don't hate music you would never listen to in real life, but during spin class, it doesn't matter what it is, you know? As long as you can kind of match the rhythm of the music to your speed of your spin, it's good stuff. It's just weird, because obviously I wouldn't listen to Britney Spears in real life, or at least not tell you guys about it. But this is super kind of motivating. I'm sure you guys who've ever done spin have felt that before. Just the music, staying to the music no matter what it is super helpful for motivating you to keep your rhythm and increase your intensity or your speed. All right. Tony's telling me to get up to 120. I'm already up to 130. I don't know if I got the resistance right because I can't hear him very well. I'm trying to talk over him. That's good though. A lot of good kind of morale. These guys got a good, a lot of energy and everything pushing people. So I imagine people like Shannon who love spinning. And I've been in my fair share of spinning classes and I enjoy them. You know, when I was training for my triathlons, you know, if I couldn't get out on the bike on the road, I would take a spinning class a couple times a week too. Because, I mean, you're building your leg muscles. You're getting used to sitting in the saddle or out of the saddle, which is really helpful when you, if you're getting into a triathlon, if you're getting into triathlons. Let's see what Tony's saying.
Think about that, what that is and what you want from this space, from this moment. Let that lead you every step of the way, okay? Maybe you just want to be happy, maybe you just want to sweat, maybe you just want to be fierce, maybe you just want to share a little bit of love. Maybe you want to go do it. Always
35
to 45, find that
happy. All right, we're going up a little bit in resistance.
One, two, 35 to 45, to feel nice and
sustained. We're going a little higher, 45, the top of what he suggested. All right, we're out of the saddle. Now, nice thing about this bike, I can use my my clip-in cycling bikes. My cycling bikes, my clip-in cycling shoes, which is nice because they add a whole nother dimension to spinning when you have clip-on shoes. I mean, it's difficult. I mean, especially if you're going for speed and intensity and you're getting up and out of the saddle, having those clip-in shoes are a must, really. All right, we're gonna turn Tony down. It's getting a little deep on us. But yeah, this is great. I mean, I'm a fan. We're gonna get out of this class. We've only done 5 minutes. So we're gonna get out of this class, see if we can find anything else that's on here. So that was a DJ ride. So they had a DJ there spinning for them. There's a lot of stuff on here. I'm still keeping my, they got instructors, riders, Peloton 101. See, what's this? What's this? A little welcome page. This is literally the first time I've been on this bike, guys. So, if you're wondering why I'm like, oh, what's this? What's that? I have yet to be on this bike, so I'm checking it out right now. This is great. Look at all the instructors. They got I just clicked on the on-demand Peloton classes. They got a whole different way to sort the classes, what you need, ride length, ride types, new, old, sort by instructor. If you like a specific instructor, there's look like, I mean, I would say at least 20, 25 instructors. So, I mean, there's just something for everybody on this. All right, I think I've been going for about 20 minutes now. We jump back on one more scenic ride, and then we'll end this podcast. I know it's a little shorter, but you know, we were a man down this week. Shannon is recovering nicely, but she needs her rest. So I figure I'd jump on here and let you guide you guys through this. So hopefully you've been checking this out after we've mentioned it a couple past podcasts. It's pretty cool. They have a great YouTube, and especially for someone like us who doesn't have a lot of time, or probably like most people, they don't have a ton of time to get to the gym. You know, I talk about when I talk about ETT, that's one of the beauties of ETT is that it's a concierge service. So I bring the gym to you. I bring the personal training services to you. And this is kind of the same aspect, you know. They've got the spin class right in your living room, you know, and more really. They have scenic rides in your living room. We're going right now. I got a New Zealand scenic ride. I'm gonna start that up. I'm gonna get a drink of water. All right. I'm playing right now. Oh, there you go. Screen is working. And obviously, guys, this works on Wi-Fi. Duh, right? I don't think there's live links or live cameras. I think they just go pre-recorded a lot like, you know, Google Maps does. So right now, we are in New Zealand. We're going through the central business district of New Zealand. We're on a little path here. And like literally we're right in a marina. There's people walking down the sidewalk. This is super interesting. Yeah, never been to New Zealand, so it's a good way to tour it, I guess. Whew. Yeah, this was a good little workout. You know, something to jump on here. You know, quick and intense workouts are kind of my forte as of lately, just because the time demand of everything I've got going, my obligations, it's hard to find an extended time to work out or go for a run or go for a real bike ride or, you know, a bike ride in the actual outside bike ride, because this is a real bike ride. It's just we're pedaling, not going anywhere. Anyways, yeah, this is a great investment. I'm glad Shannon invested it. This is definitely Shannon's gift. You know, she bought for herself, because you've heard her on the last couple podcasts talk about how she was fed up with the gym and how they weren't offering the spinning classes with the instructor she wanted. So she went this route, and you know, it's a little bit of a financial investment, but like anything nowadays, you can do payments and you're investing in your fitness. So that's important, you know. Something that's as important as your fitness and your health, it's worth spending the money for. And we're going to use it. I know Shannon's going to use it. She used it several times, even though she was sick this week. Maybe that's why she's still coughing. But anyways, I know she's going to get a ton of use out of it. So now I'm right down the middle street of, I don't know what city this is, but we're in New Zealand. And we're going down the road, you know, passing people on the sidewalk, going through stoplights. In the bike lane of this main road. Just touring the city, very cool. All right, guys, I'm gonna jump out of this, bring it down, cool it down. All right, well, I'm a pretty sweaty mess. And I think that was enough. Hopefully that audio wasn't too bad for you guys. Hopefully you guys got a kind of a sense of what this Peloton bike has to offer. Like I mentioned, they got the resistance knob, everything you would have on a regular spinning bike. There is the clip-in shoes option, you know, the adjustable seat height, the seat kind of where the seat sits, you know, horizontally, and then you can raise the handlebars just like a normal spinning bike, essentially. Got a spot for your water bottle and the big old screen and the several options for the classes. So I mean, I loved it. I give it an A+, 10 out of 10, honestly. So you guys check out the elementaltampa.com. We'll put up a little more extensive, all the show notes go up on there. So I'll take some pictures and everything for you guys, and maybe get a little video of Shannon riding it. I know I have some of that, or, you know, just a little bit more about the bike and more information about it. See if it's something you guys would be interested in adding to your fitness equipment at home. All right, guys, I'm really glad you guys are listening to this podcast. I mean, the numbers are continuing to go up for the downloads, and I really appreciate that. And if you guys could please just leave us a rating or review and a comment. Let us know what we need to work on, or let us know what we should talk about next. Any health or fitness topics. I finally heard back from a cryo center here in the Tampa area, and it looks like the podcast from our Shannon and I's first cryo session is going to happen, hopefully over the next few weeks. So maybe we'll get it out to you guys late August, early September. But that's super exciting, because that's something I wanted to be doing for a long time, and I think it's important. I think it's a fitness topic, especially for pain management. That I think a lot of people, it's a hot topic now, and a lot of people need to know more information about it, because those practices are popping up a lot lately. And I just think people are a little bit, they don't have the knowledge about what really goes on there. So hopefully we'll provide that for you when we get that podcast down, or get it recorded and up for you guys to listen to. All right. This has been another episode of the Addictive Fitness Podcast, and we'll see you next time. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Jump to, jump to. Sibilance, sibilance, sibilance.